Earlier this week, Delta Airlines announced it is cutting fares. Now, American Airlines says it will match Delta's cuts. Continental, Northwest, United, and U.S. Airways also are cutting airfares in markets where they compete. The fare cuts come at a time when the industry is losing huge amounts of money. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The latest move by Delta and now the other major airlines to slash fares seems to defy logic. Taken together, the airline industry will lose around $6 billion in 2004. But Phil Bagley, an analyst with Standard & Poor's, says because of pressure from the discount airlines, Delta and the other established carriers had little choice.
Delta is certainly taking a big risk. Their calculation is that they will lose some revenue in the near term, but in the long term, they'd do better than if they just foot pat with the same fare system they have right now.
Because air travelers have grown accustomed to the low fares offered by Southwest and JetBlue, analysts say the older airlines have had to become more like those carriers. Jim Owers is a professor of finance at Georgia State University.
It is maybe on the surface perplexing that looking to cut prices, but we note that they are also at the same time taking aggressive and maybe even termed dramatic steps to lower their costs.
Many of the major airlines have recently gotten major cost concessions from their employees. But with the fare cuts, analysts estimate their revenues will now drop by $2 to $3 billion. The stocks of many of the major airlines started falling after the fare cuts began. Vaughn Cordell flies for one of the major airlines and is also chief analyst at Airline Forecasts, an industry consulting group. He says Delta's decision to lower fares might work if it was the only one to do it. However, he says it won't work if all the airlines follow suit.
You've got a problem here at the industry level. What's perfectly rational at Delta or the individual airline level is completely irrational at the industry level. If no one matches Delta, Delta wins. If everybody matches Delta, everybody loses, including Delta.
And so far, it looks like Delta's competitors are matching many of those fare cuts. Georgia State University finance professor Jim Owers says as a result of the continued pressure to lower fares, he expects the changes that have been taking place in the industry for some time to accelerate.
The market will go from having a set of discounters and a set of majors slash legacies to being where all players, all ongoing surviving players will be following the discount model, where it is price, 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 where only the lowest cost category of firms will survive.
Another question, according to industry watchers, is whether there's room for all the existing airlines in a low-fare environment. A number of industry analysts predict some of the weaker airlines, such as U.S. Airways or United, could be forced to liquidate if fare cutting becomes especially aggressive. And by imposing fare cuts that others in the industry now have to match, S&P analyst Phil Bagley says that may well happen.
It could conceivably be fatal. I mean, U.S. Airways is already in bankruptcy and struggling. If they're to emerge from bankruptcy, they need to attract new investment and financing, and that'll be more difficult in the current situation.
And even as the major airlines are busy cutting fares, Southwest and JetBlue are steadily expanding market share. Southwest recently announced plans to move into Pittsburgh, a former U.S. Airways stronghold. Discount Airlines now control a third of the market. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.